Odyssey celebrates Veterans Day, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
You're back with Total Information AM. I'm Megan Lynch. Voters in Missouri have some pivotal decisions to make when they head to the polls tomorrow. Joining us to talk about some of the statewide issues and races on the ballot is Alisa Nelson. She is news director for Missouri Net. Alisa, thank you so much for being with us this morning.
Good morning, Megan. Glad to be with you.
So we've had 2 weeks of no excuse absentee voting in the state of Missouri. We've had a huge turnout just in the St. Louis area alone. How much of a difference do you think that may make in some of these races?
You know, I've heard some great turnout rates in some of the suburban areas, including St. Louis. I've heard that the absentee voting figures have surpassed the 2020 election in Missouri. So the first batch of election results we will see tomorrow night will be absentee ballots. I think it'll make a difference on some races. How much? I'm not sure. So I guess that remains to be seen. I think it'll help with minimum wage, overturning Missouri's abortion ban, and the presidential race.
I know we've heard some figures thrown out about what kind of projections we're looking at for overall voter turnout. What are you hearing?
Overall voter turnout, I know statewide it's around 73%, and that was what the Missouri Secretary of State's office told me last week. So, you know, there might be an updated number that might be higher. I'm not really sure, but my understanding is that figure is on the high end of usual presidential election year projections. So, you know, voter turnout could be higher than that again in some of the urban areas of Missouri.
Alisa, a lot of out-of-state money has come into Missouri this election cycle. That's not unusual, but it's been put behind some of the big ballot issues we have, including for Amendment 3 on reproductive rights and Amendment 2 on sports wagering. When it comes to the messaging that those campaigns have been able to get out because of that outside money, talk about that compared to the opponents of both of these measures.
The money always matters, I think. You know, I mean, we've seen in like it's been a few years, but when we had an effort to try and block Missouri's right to work law, there was a lot of money coming in to block that, and that was successful in blocking that right to work law. And so money does matter. And I think, you know, I actually think that the sports betting, it may be a tighter race than we think on that. I don't really know. I think we'll have to wait and see. But, you know, obviously Missouri's professional sports teams have come out in support of that. And I think Missouri is one state of all the neighboring states. We might be one of the only ones that doesn't have legalized sports betting. And so, you know, I guess with all the money that's coming in from out of state on that, I think one of the things where sports betting has kind of distanced itself recently is about how it will impact education because of the dollar figure. And will that actually, calling itself winning for Missouri education when up to 10% would go to education and the other 90% goes somewhere else. I think they've distanced themselves because they've gotten some negative publicity on that.
I know the last polling on the sports betting from the SLU YouGov poll, I think 52% in favor, much higher percentage of younger voters approve of that compared to older voters. So I guess on that, it'll may depend on who actually turns out. Let's look at Amendment 3, the Reproductive Rights Amendment. A lot of people are wondering if this is going to aid Democrats at the polls, maybe someone like Crystal Quaid running for governor.
I think Amendment 3 will get out the Democratic vote. I think minimum wage will get out the Democratic vote. I'm not sure that it'll be enough to elect Crystal Quaid as governor or Lucas Kunz to the U.S. Senate. I think it'll bring in their numbers a little closer. But I'm not sure that it will end up being enough. I think it will help with the presidential race and, again, the minimum wage question.
You covered last week's debate between Lucas Kunz and incumbent U.S. Senator Republican Josh Hawley. What were some of the big takeaways from that debate between the two men?
Well, I didn't feel like there was a clear winner. I thought they both held their own very well. There were plenty of jabs at the other one. They talked about Ukraine, Israel, credit card interest rates, Social Security funding dwindling, and illegal immigration. Basically, what are their plans for this? I thought the questions were great. And they, you know, when the answers weren't given, the moderators went back and asked them for answers to the questions to make it very clear about where the candidates stand.
Now, when we look at Kunz's campaign, this is one area where outside money has not come in to help him necessarily. You know, the Democratic National Committee has not put a lot of money into that race for him.
Yeah, I think he's getting a lot of money for sure. But yeah, I mean, I just don't think the National Committee has a whole lot of money to put into a place like Missouri, where, you know, it's not a swing state like some of the other states that the candidates have been focusing on, like Wisconsin and Michigan and Pennsylvania. And so I think they're not necessarily putting all their eggs into one basket, but that's where they're focusing their time and efforts.
We talked about Crystal Quaid and Mike Kehoe, the Democrat and Republicans, respectively, that are running in the governor's race. Is there anything that could make a difference for Crystal Quaid? Is it just the makeup of the state that has given Mike Kehoe the advantage in this race?
Well, I mean, he's been in state government for a long time, you know, being in the Missouri Senate prior to being lieutenant governor. I think he's very well respected. And so and as he's called himself, he's not a flamethrower kind of guy. You know, he's not that political type of flamethrower like, say, Bill Eigel, who was running for in the governor's race in the primary election. So they're very much different candidates. But as far as Crystal Quaid goes, I mean, she has been singing this moderate tune, and I think that's where she's trying to really work is, you know, she's talked about how you can be bipartisan and do some of these things that are going to appeal to the moderate. So I think she's, in terms of getting her messaging out, I think she's doing a good job of trying to get that moderate vote. But how well it will serve her, I don't know if it'll be enough. I think this is still a very deep red state. And I personally anticipate all of the Republican candidates will come out strong in tomorrow's election.
Lisa, we've had a lot of reporting, and I think you have too, on just how the elections are going to be conducted. Do you have any concerns about election security and election integrity in the state of Missouri based on your reporting?
Well, you know, I've talked to Missouri Secretary of State Jay Ashcroft about this many times in the past. And, you know, there have been talks about how machines can be hacked into and so on and so forth. And he and I have talked about that at length in the past. And he's talked about how Missouri's voting machines are not online. So if you wanted to hack into them, you'd have to literally sit there and strip apart the machine to hack into it. And so that's according to the Secretary of State. Now, if there's some other new way that he's not familiar with, and I don't know what that would be. But as for the state of Missouri, I think that, you know, he has talked about how Missouri's elections are safe. As far as some of the other states go, we can't really say.
Alisa, thank you so much. Appreciate your time. And I know we'll be talking with you and a lot of your reporters during our election night coverage tomorrow night.
Thank you, Megan.
That is Alisa Nelson. She is news director for Missouri Net. And
Odyssey celebrates Veterans Day, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.